I was just talking about charity. I would use the word charity as compared with love. Love can be compared to the outer industry. So charity involves, you see, needs complete obedience. Such obedience for which mind raises up no doubt. Self-surrender, complete, and be respectful. Otherwise, only this charity which turns into love, as they know, that has background of ego, that transcends all laws, you see. And that very love makes us to control to whom we love. So love is only love when it becomes charity, I would say. Complete obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. That keeping of the commandments should be from a heart, out of complete self-surrender. That you will be able to do only when you are convinced at heart that to whom you are going to obey is perfect, is more wise than, is wiser than you. He knows all the pros and cons of the whole thing. So such like frame is always appreciated by Master. I quoted my instance, once I, disciple always asks the Master for favor. This is the favor I asked him, I wanted. Favor from you, Master, I want love, charity. And that should be most respect. With complete self-surrender. When he got that letter, he put that letter over his breast, he said, I also want that. So I was just telling you, be, love your Master, keep his commandments, without any ifs and buts, complete self-surrender, because he knows what is to be done, otherwise we suffer. I was just quoting the instance of Mansur. He said, I am God. He put to the gallows, to the cross. Shams Tabriz went to somebody. Somebody called his son was dead, died. He said, no, make him alive. He said, name of God I ask you to stand up. In the name of the Prophet I ask you to stand up. He did. The dead body did not raise up. He said, I order. Raise up. Then he rose up. And what was the result? His skin was dry. So love is only love and respectful, with complete self-surrender. Such a love will... You lose your ego. That will appeal to the heart of the God in man. Generally we love, we transcend the bounds of respect, because we have got no surrender at heart. That results in this perspective. Sometimes we vie with the Master, sometimes we want to overrule the Master. Because we are not convinced of the Master that is more wise than us. He is wiser than us. At least that much should be there. You may not call him a God, because you cannot tell. Our Master, sometimes people ask him, well, how should we take you? He said, take me as your elder brother, as your father, as your teacher, as your well-wisher, and do as I order you. And according to that, when you go up, you rise up in body consciousness, you see His greatness there, then you may call me anything you like. You see? Only then you can be convinced. When you don't go in. And outer criterion is what? You must be able to give you something to start with. That's the only factor. So you are here, all of you. What for? For love? Out of love. We love those complete surrender, obedience, respectful. These are the things which are wanted. If anybody comes here, you see, just as a quote to you, and this is of my life when he wishes to be pastor, first in the early days, he passed on, but he came up to where I was standing, then he created this story, you see. I was just thinking, well, master, so many big people are there, you see. Are there, those people are, not the master, those are you, go over there, all right. I come only for the master, not for those people. So there is one master was going on it, Tanga, you see. They said, he passed on, he did not stay where the big men were standing, but big man stood by me, like that. Disciple was telling, he was poor, of course, in life. When he was there, he related the story. The master cares more for love, for respectful love. Any love which is just self-surrender. In few words, love knows what? Complete obedience. I think that's your own anyway. Complete obedience. Then that should be out of the heart which has complete self-surrender. No ego. This can be done only when you have full conviction of the greatness of the Master. He's nearer to you, at least, as elder brother and father, he's wiser than you. And the outward symbol will be what he says does follow completely. The outward symbol will be sweet, kind words, he talks, and out of humility. He says, love all who come to your home, just respect them, love them. You simply don't care who has come, who has not come. Anybody enters your land, just come. How are you? How much does it cost? So other people, you see, as I told you that, instance, the master who was on the Tanga, he just came to me, he said, well, look here, at the doors of the kings there are many. Dogs, having begging, asking. So we are all dogs, of course, and it goes on this, but we would be sweet, loving, with kind words, and respect. These are the things we have to love when you go to the Master. There is something that love being talked to you, and I don't, they are dangerous answers. You see? So first thing, complete obedience. And that should be out of surrender. If you got ego behind you, just ifs and buts will go on. You see? You may obey, but still ifs and buts will go on. Is somebody alright? Keep quiet. Even then we are going to fight out. Now this is not clear. It means they have not self-surrendered. They have no complete. I mean conviction of this. Fear the reality of the Master. All those who come to here, alright, come and please tell us what duty we can do. You are here. You represent the ashram, you see. Any flaw within you, that will carry bad name together. That man may never return. But wherever you go, you will say, well, such is awesome like that. The master may be good, but his dog does not go. What will be? So I was just telling you, love is only love when it is within respectful bounds, with complete self-surrender and obedience. Outward sign would be sweet words, kind words, with no aggressiveness or possessiveness. So So this is what that's going on with you. Love every day, but we have to see the other side what we are doing. So prem karo bhai, prem achhi cheez hai. Prem wahi prem hai. Pehle aagya ka palan ho, if you love me, keep my commandments. But wahi kaafi nahi, out of heart ho. Surrender se. Complete submission. Hawale hone se. उसको कब ही करोगे जब उसको स्पिरिट जानोगे. स्पिरिट क्यों करोगे? तो ब्राह्मी को नहीं महाराज आपको पता नहीं कहते. लिसन टू हिम, यू टेल योर टेल एंड लिसन टू हिम एज वेल, फॉर एल्स ही मे टेल यू समथिंग बेटर. आफ्टर ऑल ही हैज आल्सो पास थ्रू लाइफ, यू सी, ही हैज सीन मेनी विसिटीट्यूड्स ऑफ लाइट एंड वाइट थॉट्स इज वेरी केयरफुल, इज अ गुड ऑब्जर्वर एट लीस्ट, इफ नॉट मोर. लिसन टू हिम. तो युवा जो आप यहाँ आए हो भाई, प्रेम सीखने आए हो ना. प्रेम तो सेवा जानता है, अपने इंटरेस्ट को कुर्बान करना जानता है, फादी को डर दे दो. और आप जो यहाँ आश्रम में आते हो, आप में एक ही जबान करती है सब कहके, आश्रम के कुत्ते को एक बात कर यही कर सकते. मंदा कुत्ता खसम दुगाल, ऐसे भाई जबान मीठी रखो, झूठा भरी रखो, प्यार से रहो. और कहना भी मानो ना, भजन करो. ये तो बाहर का कहना मानना है, बाहर का ये अंतर का भजन करो. रोटी न खाओ. और प्रेम जब होता है तो चिल्लाता नहीं आदमी. ओबीडियंस हो ना, जिसको कहते हैं रिस्पेक्ट, अदब होता है. नहीं तो आकर तो बोल, ये बातें सीखनी भाई बाहरी. ये तब बनेगी जब सात भजन होगा और सरेंडर. भाई साहब जो बात कही थी कही गई, मैंने सोच कर नहीं जो आई कह गई. इस वक्त जो करेगा सुख. अच्छा आपने कुछ कहना सब ठीक है. कभी कोई आती है, कोई कहे फ्री टाक होती है, पूछना वो बाद में डिटेल में किताब में नहीं होती, डाइजेस्ट हो जाए. आई वॉज जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट द डिवोशन टू गॉड एंड टू द मास्टर. यू सी, ट्रू वर्शिप लाइज इन द फैक्ट दैट मैन मस्ट बी ट्रू टू द वर्ड्स ऑफ द मास्टर, द गॉड स्पीकिंग थ्रू हिम. व्हाट ही सेज इज द बाइबल, इज द वेदा, इज द ग्रंथ, the Quran. Take it as Bible truth, you see, and act on it. By simply paying obeisance outside, that won't help you. Unless you pay obeisance to the word and the commandments given by the Master, the God in Him. Right, sir? Many people come to this sadhana. What for? Only to have personal interest in that. Name and fame, I am the biggest worker in the sadhana. Just having control of the body, well, people just look to my beck and call, like that. He wants to just to proceed the master too. He said the master work is going on only through us, but for us. Such like attitude, these people go on so long as their interests are served, they will go on. When their interests are marred somehow or other, directly, indirectly, they will go against the master, open. Such instances have been always in the times of the master too. Even Judas was laid against Christ. It was you crucified him. Even in all sessions, people come of different tastes. I am telling you, those who come with true hearts, really for devotion to God, they will have God. But if they come with some purpose in view, maybe name and fame, maybe some lucrative point of view, you see, maybe for some purpose here and there. Well, such like people cannot derive the full benefit of coming to the world. You see, those very people who were become the, I mean, commander, those very people, when their interests are not served, they go against the master. People say, what is all that? He was the most devoted man. Well, he was not devoted to the master, he was devoted to his personal interests. leave your home, think of God. All through the way, don't think of anything else. When you reach the place, don't think of who has come or who has not come. Only you and between you and the Master, there should be no one, nobody else. We strike friendships within the way. And they can tell them that, well, this is the way to love God. Well, look here, love God. Love does not mean sexual love. No, let me be very frank. You see, they begin to love physically. The result is they are stand between the Master and the man. This is all. I have been very explaining these things openly. Nowhere you'll find like that. But still with that, this goes on. People, you must be true to your own self. The God is within you. The Master is within you. If you are true to Him, you have to fear none. But for the sake of interest, selfish motives, people come for name or fame or some other lucrative point of view. When those purposes are served, you are very devotee, I am the servant of servants and this and that. When that is little satisfied, then those very people proclaim openly, oh, such and such we are seen you. So this is the point discussed here, you see. When you come to the Master, heart is one. You can give heart to one, not to hundreds. You see? If you give to God, then love all God for the sake of God. All of you. Not for the... We love people and forget God, not for them. In that way, nobody will stand between you and the Master. You will have full benefit, you derive full benefit of coming to the Master. You follow my point? This is the point discussed here. Simply two lines and ponder over what is in there and put it in practice. You may be knowing so many things in your brain, but you don't act even on one word of that. That's what to do. There's a story that five Pandavas, brothers, went to their guru. The first day lesson was, we speak the truth. Go and remember, please. They all left. The second day, the four brothers came up and the Yudhishthira did not come up. Third day, fourth day, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days passed. All were coming, but Yudhishthira did not turn up. Those four brothers told the Guru, look here, that is very simple. You said, speak the truth. We have remembered these very words, the very moment you uttered it. But very strange how bad I would say such like it is. He had not been able to remember these few words, speak it all. Then he came up after some days and said, Master, I remember. And he never spoke lie or to lie. Such like attitude will make you perfect. You know so many things, you don't put it into practice, even one of them, that's wonderful. If you want to derive the full benefit of attaining, being at the feet of your Master, or by joining any school of thought, if you don't obey the commandments of the Master, how can you proceed further? Student comes, Master gives you a lesson, and the student does not I remember that lesson what is given, that he does not care to proceed. How far can he proceed further? Master gives some lesson, he memorizes it, then again comes, the Master gives furthermore. He does not even remember the very first lesson. Then how can he proceed? Then you come here like a business, like I tell you, very strange, only paying obeisance, telling only humility outer way, that won't help you, mind that. If you love me, Christ said, keep my commandments. So, if you love me, then keep my commandments. So, you people come here with all due deference. Why you waste your time? You come here for some higher purpose. Make the use of this, best use of this. only for wishy-washy way you come here, pay your visit like a custom, what he's saying, you see, that won't give you anything. So this is what is explained here in this book, you see, in gems, I will say. These points have been discussed in detail. This has gone through me with the grace of my God Guru, you see. And every detail has been discussed here, with His grace. And those people who go into the depths of the thing, they know what is what. Start one thing from today. Well, speak the truth. Come after a month, I'll be glad. If you start one thing, all other things will follow. Yes. Don't harm anybody in mind, thought, word and thought. You remember it then, your mind will be clear. Have chastity, thought, word and deed. Then radiation is your right. So, if you love God, and God is in every body, the temple of God resides in every heart. If you love God, you naturally love all others in whom He resides. Then, whom you are going to deceive? Perhaps. We know mentally certain things. Our brain is full of libraries of these things, but not a single point is digested and put into life. That is why there is no change. You have been keeping diaries for how long? Most of you do not keep. Most of you. I think I'm afraid in the West, I've got about 80% people keeping diaries. Here I think 5% won't keep diaries. You follow me? Keep diaries, be very, very hard task master, watch your life. Stick to it. I tell you, just digest one thing. Then put in daily time to your practices. Do it now. How many there will put in daily? You sit, only then mind will tell you got very perfect way. You got something to start daily at the very initiation. Somebody asked Yogi and others, how long will it take to have light with this? At least 5 years. Penance will give you life. You got very first day. How fortunate you are. And with all that, you don't keep up to it. You don't maintain it. Those are maintaining quite appreciable. I'm talking to all of you, those who don't care. I would rather have only one or two men coming here rather than 100 here. Don't wait. I love you. Why? With all your imperfections. And husband assured me, as Gandhi said, and husband loves his wife with all his drawbacks, his infirmities. He said, I love Congress with all these shortcomings. I love you all with all your shortcomings. Why? Because you are sons of God. You see, God resides within you. I wish you come direct. You got the man body, make the best use of the man body you have got. Only for that reason. Sometimes you pay more attention to one, they say, oh, that attention is only to bring you up. And that is also part of the commandment of my master. You see, what is the time? If you don't come up to the standard, you are taught daily, then what is it? These things I put before you so many times. I tell you very plainly, if you don't live up to what you are told, you cannot progress. Initiation helps you, of course, in your love for the Master, love for the light within you, you live up to it. If not, you don't care, you keep, take the medicine and put it in the shelf and don't use it, then please, you will have to come back again. Of course, not below man body. But what is the use of coming back? You have got the man body now. Why can't you make the best use of the things you have wanted. Your soul touches the God into pervading, into special power, all sins will be wiped. You are not to return. And much of the time of earthly life has passed already. Where we stand? They do live up to work. You are here. You come here. You come here for your own purposes and don't live up to what you are told, that you are deceiving all others too. I tell you, you don't deceive you, but all others, oh, this man is going to such a thing, life is such a thing, life is such a thing. People point their fingers to you. Such a low man, why? What satsang teaches? You defame the satsang. You become the source of deception to others. Is it all just taught by the satsang here? Come to senses, please. This is all what I just said. आपके यहाँ नहीं आने का क्या फायदा? आप भी उस बात को नहीं उठाया था जो तुमको देख के जाते हो, तुम्हारा जीवन वैसे ही गंदा होकर सत्संग गया था। लोगों के धोखा बने संबंधी मिलका मा तो भाई साहब आते हो तो ले बाबू वर्षो लव फॉर गॉड लव फॉर एवरी बॉडी जस्ट टेक वन बाय वन एंड पुट इट इन योर लाइफ राइट Then you'll change. Anybody who sees you, he run up here. They come with the only purpose of knowing God. They know the subject taught here. No agriculture, no engineering, no, I mean medicine or nothing of the sort. Only how to contact with God. That's only, that's a school for that purpose. This is school of spirituality. And nothing else. तो जिस काम के लिए आते हो वो काम यहाँ तुम्हारे आने का मतलब क्या? प्रभु को पाओ, यही है कि और कुछ? अगर यही है तो उससे पूरा फायदा उठाओ। So this is what I tell you, you see, these are very golden gems you have got here. Think of them, make you part and parcel of your life. You have to use them somehow. You change. God is after such people who are really, truly want Him. Why you should run after God? God will run after you to find out where He can work to you. Baba Jamal Singh went out to find Baba Saman Singh in the Mari Hills from Bihar. There were thousands and thousands of other people residing in Punjab. Why did you go there? You were just watching who is the fish man in the world. All must you find out, you see, it is not only giving only what you say, your vote, you make some minister, make some president, no, not, it is a commission from God above, He is after the man, if you become man. Kabir told, you see, that my mind is so clear with love of God, you see, nothing else is there. As limpid as Ganges water is limpid, you see the very smallest sand, the particle of sand also you see from the water, so very limpid and clear. So my mind has become like that, he says, and God is running after me. Oh Kabir, wait, I'm after you, you see. Why should you be running after God? God is after, point so, where is the man? We are beasts in men, I tell you. We are not men. Man is one who has love for God and love for all creation for the sake of God. All of us are beasts. We do acts of beasts and openly we personate like godly men, you see. The beast in you should be Gatak. And God is after such like people. He is after running, finding out where. No need whether he is black or white or east or west. That makes no difference. All is creation, you see. This is a very important thing to discuss, you see. Wo bhi rukavat hai maap. Supernatural work. Concentration brings you. You can read anybody's mind, anything beyond all walls, you see. That's also a supernatural power which stands in the way. But unless you are dyed with the love of God, you see, contact God, then you are nowhere. In Vatako, just remember, an act of it, not only remembrance, but act of it. The more you act up to it, you derive the full benefit of coming to the master and also to have the man body.
Hello and welcome to the satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was from Master's morning talks given on 15th January 1968. This was titled Love with Surrender and Obedience to Master. Our reader this morning is Michael Brown. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Pradeep, and thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today I will finish reading from Master's book, The Mystery of Death. And I began reading this on March 2024, so those of you who have listened from then on, we're finally finishing today. And I'll begin where I left off last time, which is on page 122 of Chapter 5. To worship perfection is the highest education in life, and only a perfect one can, by transmitting his own life impulse, release the soul from its trammels of mind and matter, and grant a vision of the sublime reality. He who can, at the very first sitting, open the inner eye, more or less, to a glimpse of heaven's holy light, and unstop the inner ear to the music of the spheres, alone is entitled to be called a perfect saint and a true guru. It is of such a one that Shankara says, "No known comparison exists in the three worlds for a true guru. If the philosopher's stone is assumed to be truly such, it can only turn iron into gold and not into another philosopher's stone. The venerated teacher, on the other hand, creates equality for himself in the disciple who takes refuge at his feet. The guru is therefore peerless, nay, transcendental." Guru Arjan, speaking of his master, Guru Ram Dass, says, "I have searched the entire Brahmand, but I have not found one who may come up to my master." And finally, he says, "Hari, God, it seems to me, has taken for himself the appellation of Ram Dass." In the workaday world, we are all very busy indeed, too busy to think of God, much less to practice the presence of living God, and still less to live in his holy presence. If at all, at odd moments we speak and talk of him, worship him, and offer our prayers to him, we do so not to win him for his own sake or to reach unto him for our own sake, just to seek favors from him and to get an easy and quick riddance from our difficulties and to escape from trials and tribulations. Again, if we at times feel serious about God, we try to find him in the earthly surroundings about us, the snow-covered mountain caves, the burning desert sands, the depths of sacred pools and rivers, worshiping him in the elemental powers of nature, like the rising sun, the vacuous expanse above, the thunderous clouds, the lucifer, and the jasper. And worse still, in the hollows of trees, in the fish of the sea, and the fowls of the air. And no wonder that with all our efforts, we do not find him. God himself has declared, "I am so big that the entire world cannot hold me, nor the heavens can provide an adequate support to me, nor the earth can provide me a seat. Strange as it may seem to you, I reside in the heart of holy men. If you desire to see me, seek me there, and you shall find me." Kabir also tells us, "How can you find the reality where it is not? Seek thou the real where reality dwells. Take hold of him who knows the real. He shall hie thee to him in no time." This, then, is the way to self-illumination. The process, though seemingly complicated and lengthy, is simplified by the grace of a perfect master, a Sadguru. He provides the magic wand, the open sesame, that does the trick and enables one to get access to what is inaccessible. He who goes beyond the satlok, he knows the incomprehensible and the inexpressible. It is in the nameless that the saints live. The slave Nanak finds peace in him. Thus, we see that if one learns to die while living, a voluntary death at will, one gains life everlasting, free from the endless cycle of births and deaths and rebirths. Saints, therefore, sing praises beyond measure of such a death and teach us how to transcend the various planes and to traverse into the beyond and gain the knowledge of God, which is our birthright now lost to us. It is within our reach if we but listen to them, accept their teachings, and follow them diligently and with willing obedience. After death, each one of us has to go blindly in a state of utter destitution and helplessness. The scriptures, all the world over, place a high premium on crossing the borderland between life and death on this side of the world, and then death and life on the other side. Where thou hast to go after death, why not gain a foothold while alive? Sri Raj M. 1. O Nanak, learn to die while there is yet time, for verily this indeed is a real yoga. Sufi 1. Die thou and remain dead to the world. A death like this I experience many times a day. Kabir. With the grace of the Master, one may ride over the mind. By vanquishing the mind, you meet the Lord for certain. Be ye dead while ye live, and be fearlessly free. With a competent Master by thy side, there will be nothing to rue. Nanak. You will get rich dividends should you know how to die before death overtakes you. Bula Shah. Shabd, or the eternal life current, is the only help on this path. In Shabd we die, get absorbed. In Shabd we live eternally with no fear of death. This is the true water of life that a rare soul may get with his grace. Surah N3. What does the Master give? He makes manifest the eternal sound current, which is the life of the universe and in which we all live. By riding on this audible life stream, we, while living, can at will transcend the various planes of existence and come back into the physical when we so desire. Without the aid of Shabd, thou cannot get out of the clayey mold. There is no other way besides, Swamiji. Salvation, or life everlasting, cannot be earned by deeds, howsoever righteous or commendable in themselves they may be, or in the eyes of the world. It is purely a gift of grace from a God-man with the power of God working in him to the full. For by grace ye are saved, and not by yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, 4:12. And the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, Titus 2:11. And his grace shall continue to appear there hereafter, so long as God exists and his creation continues to people the earth. This then is the way of eternal life, by living in the life principle itself, ever in communion with the Holy Word, the will of God, come. And there is no other way than this, try howsoever hard one may. The revelation of the God way in the living lifelines within the holy light and voice of God solely depends upon the grace of some God-man, a word personified saint, unto whom all things have been delivered by the Father, and of whom it is said, no one knoweth the Son save Father. Neither doth any know the Father, save the Son, and he who whomsoever the Son willeth to reveal him. Matthew 11:27. Time and again, great souls come into the world to remind us of our true home. They tell us with clarion call that this world is not our natural habitat. We are here just for a brief span as travelers in a caravansary. and must therefore prepare to quit, and sooner we do it, the better it would be. We must therefore work for the kingdom of heaven and gain life eternal. May thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And of this kingdom it is said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. The kingdom of God is within, and verily this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost dwells in it. This is why all the sages and the seers exhort us. The place which thou hast to quit in the end has gripped thee most. Little doth thou know of the place where thou hast to dwell for good. Arsh, heaven, is thy true abode. My soul, fie on thee, thou art entangled in clay mold. Shamas Tabriz. Thou, my Lord, dwelleth in thy native land, while I am here groveling in dust. Amen. Your place is where earth is not. Why doth thou cling to the earth, Swamiji? Human life is just a vapor. Why not live in communion with the eternal word, Kabir? And finally, those who have communed with the word, their toils shall end, and their faces shall flame with glory. Not only shall they have salvation, O Nanak, but many more shall find freedom with them. And that ends my reading of the book, Mystery of Death. I'll pick up now with Spiritual Elixir, Part 2, Chapter 15 on Meditation, and I'll begin where I concluded a couple of days ago at the Lake Chinaleska retreat. The holy Shabd growing in intensity is good. If, however, you feel overtaken by it and desire to mellow down its effects, you may resort to Simran at that time, and its intensity will diminish. You may please note that while retiring for sleep, you should simply keep your inner gaze fixed sweetly in your eye center and relaxed completely, reposing all hopes and aspirations in the gracious Master Power working overhead to bless you with sound and refreshing sleep. This will not only grant you much soothing peace, but inner revelations may also increase during the dream state with His grace. You have been privileged to experience virtual death while living with the grace of the Master, and you are fortunate to hear testimony to His sublime truth. I note that your meditations are static. This may be due to disturbed family affairs and the inability to devote regular time to your holy practices. Such things do crop up at times and demand karmic adjustments. Please be more zealously devoted with faith in the gracious Master Power. Surat Shabd Yoga of the Masters is a gift of the Lord and a free gift like all other gifts of nature. Dealing in the physical world, you have to cloak these principles to the best language you can command to let others understand the theory of it. It is a science and an exact science of love vibrations. Listening to the sound current is a separate practice. During this practice, you need not repeat the holy names, nor fix your inner gaze. Only listen attentively while staying at the back of the eyebrows to the sound coming from the right side, without following it to the place from whence it comes. The sound will draw closer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above and pull your soul up to the higher regions. While meditating, the whole body has to become numb. You need not pay any attention to it. If you do, you will feel pain in the body. Your job is to gaze penetratingly into what you see within. There may be many experiences that you will come across inside. You have to continue to repeat the holy names when you see any figure. If that form stands before the repetition, pay homage to him. The souls, treading the same path naturally, develop affinity for one another. Those who love one another are very dear to the Master. This mutual love should enable you to develop love for the Master and will in no way intervene between you. Moreover, one should be very cautious to avoid falling into carnal enjoyments, as that darkens the inner vision. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. I am glad that you are regular in your spiritual practices and are making progress on the path. I'm glad for your regular meditations, which has been blessed with the celestial manifestation of divine lights and the scenes of varying descriptions after rising above body consciousness completely with the grace of the Master. The casual disturbances of illness or external duties should not worry you, for these are the normal routine of life. One learns swimming in water. It is the inner loving devotion for the gracious Master Power, which emancipates the soul, and one is blessed with serene detachment with His grace. Complete renunciation within, by resignation to His will and pleasure, is the keynote to earn His pleasure and grace. The sound on the left side should not be heard, and if it still persists, the left side thumb should be taken out. This sound affects the progress adversely. The Holy Nam is the panacea for all ills, physical, mental, and spiritual. Medicines do help for refining the physical body. A harmonious life full of sublime piety is only possible by regular and faithful meditation. You are advised to maintain the self-introspection diary, which will be all the more helpful for your inner progress. You should send the same every 3 months for seeking guidance where necessary. I'm glad you're having such wonderful experiences as referred to in your letter. Those who are put on the way, each thing comes up to them to awaken a higher outlook, whereby the disciple may see the God power working through all. To such ones, there are books in rivulets and sermons in stones. The keynote for spiritual progress within is to develop the habit of looking intently into the middle of whatever you see and hearing the holy sound current as coming from the right side with uninterrupted attention and single-minded devotion. All else will come with the grace of the Master. Loving cooperation in devoting regular time to the holy meditation comprises the best gift that a child disciple can present to the Master. A fully developed and illuminated spiritual aspirant is an ascent and an example to others. Such a one can carry the gospel of love and truth under the gracious protection of the living Master. It is the inevitable result of your devoted meditations that you are blessed with the divine wisdom and appreciate the grandeur of Master's grace. Indeed, the disciplined child disciple is filled with awe-inspiring gratitude for the innumerable blessings which fall to his or her lot under the protective guidance of the living Master. Reverential humility is the keynote for assimilating more of divine grace and enjoying the earthly life in its fullness. Ego is the chief element of mind, and with the good grace of the Master, it can be overcome by attuning one's soul with the holy Nam within, which is the fountainhead of bliss and harmony. Stray thoughts flashing through the mind in various spheres of mental vibrations do lurk as a reaction of inner spiritual progress when one advances on the holy path under the divine guidance of the Master. These can be safely immersed in the loving remembrance of the Master and placed carefully at His feet. The disciplined initiates find the divine grace always at hand and feel His loving celestial presence incessantly by attuning their attention towards His holy feet. I am glad to note that you saw stars, sun, and moon, as well as the form of the Master, and heard the sound of the conch shell. In future, when you see stars, just try to pick out a big star among them and fix your inner gaze into the middle thereof. It will grow brighter and ultimately burst to give you further way up. If, however, you see the sun and the moon within you, just look into the middle thereof. That will also give you a way up. When you see the form of the Master within, just absorb yourself sweetly into it, so much so that you forget yourself. That will develop receptivity in you, and the Master will speak to you as He does outside. This science has a practical aspect only. God is the Absolute whom so far no one has seen. When he comes into being, God became light and sound principle. You can see his light when your eye becomes single. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And you can hear his voice when your inner ear is opened. The ABC of the Master's teachings starts when you rise above body consciousness. No one can rise above the body consciousness himself, only through the grace of a competent master. There is one God and only one way to him. There exists a most complete and definite science, oldest of the oldest, most ancient and natural, which is the practical side of all religions of the world, born out of all scriptures. This rarest of all sciences is called Paravidya, which has a practical aspect only and is the only way to God during lifetime. Nowadays, this science is called Sant-Mat. Past masters cannot help, as man needs a living man to understand things which one cannot follow by mere theory. Therefore, a living master is necessary and must be approached in order to learn the practical side. Unless the experience of past masters become our own experience, we stand nowhere. You are fortunate in having been accepted and initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. You should please rest assured that each bit laid for the spiritual practices is credited to your account towards progress. The sacred repetition of charged names will bless you with sublime serenity and bliss. In due course of time, the inner vision will open to see the light of God and hear the holy sound current of God. The sacred charged words carry the life impulse of the Master, and their repetition with deep faith and single-minded devotion feed the soul with gradual consciousness and leave behind indelible impressions over it. Even if you fail to see anything within during your meditations, you should resort to faithful Simran, which will be like tilling the soil to be prepared for the bumper crop of spirituality, which will be watered with the gracious mercy of the Master, and the holy seed of initiation will fructify in due course. He meets the Master within, talks to him face to face as he advances on the path, and is henceforth certain of his grace, guidance, and protection wherever he may go, even to the other end of the earth, from the very beginning of initiation. Those who have access within can read their fate easily. It is an open book to them. It is heartening to note that you are devoted regularly to your spiritual meditation. As a result, you are blessed with the divine, strong, white lights and twice the charming, radiant form of the gracious Master with his grace. Please look absorbingly into the lustrous eyes and forehead of the radiant Master and repeat the charged sacred names mentally, very, very slowly, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. And if the form stands before the repetition, know it for certain that it is friendly and will be helpful to you in your inner journey to the regions of unalloyed bliss and harmony. Listening to the sound current of Big Bell is equally auspicious and noteworthy, as each stroke is so uplifting and inspiring. Please listen to it with rapturous attention. It will draw closer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above. You will progress spiritually with the grace of the Master. You will be glad to know that to sit in complete silence, reposing all in the gracious Master overhead, is what is necessary for the initiates, and all else is to come in its own time with his grace. Each bit laid up for spiritual discipline counts creditably towards your inner progress. The cumulative result of your devotion will bring forth very good results in due course and at the proper time with the grace of the Master. The Word forms a connecting link between man and God. Thus, each body is the abode of the Almighty. This is holy Nam, the Word permeating to all the pores of our bodies. With the help of Nam, we may retrace our steps from the source from which we emanated. The word may be defined as the spirit current which emanates from the one being. This is the only way to God. There is no other way. You need not be disturbed or disheartened. Repose all your hopes in the master power working overhead. In the meantime, do your utmost to help in the great cause. Ours is to do our best and leave the rest to him. The wheel of karma goes on irresistibly. The only thing that can soften its workings is bhajan and simran. When you are at the spiritual practices, devote full time to them and wholeheartedly. When off, devote your time to efforts in the right direction earnestly for the purpose before you. There's nothing wrong if you saw Master Salam saying in meditations, the same power works in both forms. Sometimes only one form appears, and others, the second, may be this present master or both appearing together. Be regular in devoting time to spiritual practices so that you may penetrate through the light and go ahead. The master power is working overhead and will extend all feasible help. It is altogether incorrect that spiritual progress in meditations cannot be had for at least 5 years. Those who are not ready are neither led to the gracious living master, nor are they initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. However, the progress may vary according to past background, and some may progress more rapidly than others, while others may lag behind. There is sure hope for everybody. It is a simple yet arduous schedule, which is made more interesting and much easier by the grace of the master. I'm glad you're able to overcome sleep during your meditations. When one grows spiritually within, inner consciousness is considerably increased, and the child disciple is blessed with the inner awakenings, and sleep is overruled. I am glad that you are endeavoring to pursue your goal diligently. Regularity, earnestness, and accuracy, coupled with inner longing and yearnings, are the helping factors which bring one closer to the master within. I quite appreciate your yearnings. The fact remains that he, the great within, will surely bless you at the opportune moment when considered fit. I'm glad to find that you are following the sacred instructions to the letter. So far, you have been successful in looking into the middle of the dark veil. The next step is to still the thoughts. This will be gained with effort. You will appreciate that when attention is completely riveted within at this thinking center and all the stray thoughts controlled by mental reputation of the charge name, an overwhelmingly warming comes of itself from above, which multiplies in abundance. And one then inculcates a gradual, accelerated devotion for the holy meditations. A well-tilled and nicely plowed field will bring forth a rich harvest when watered with the waters of loving devotion and humble supplication. It is always better to avoid company of those who have a tendency to downpull one's genuine spiritual desire. Please carry on lovingly. And should there be any difficulty, do not fail to write to me. Please do not become disheartened. When you want to forget the environment, the best way is to divert your attention from it and devote yourself fully to Simran or to the sound current. If you do this, the outer disturbances will not affect you. A genial climate is helpful when doing spiritual practices. It is really a happy day for an initiate to meet his or her radiant master within. The enjoining by the master of regular meditations and stressing the need for living a life of love and purity are intended to make the way clear for the initiates. It is not their efforts alone that will bring them success in their uphill task. The loving and willing surrender and faithful repose with which they sit and obey the commands. The Nam or word is within you. This is to be contacted within. The observance of the outer rituals and performance of so-called meritorious deeds cannot be of any help in this matter. The untold treasure of divinity lies hidden within, yet we search for it without and so all our efforts go in vain. Well, that concludes my reading today. I finished Master's book, The Mystery of Death, and began reading the chapter on meditation, chapter 15 from Spiritual Elixir, part 2. Thank you, dear Master, for sharing those words of wisdom with us, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you, Michael, for reading for us this morning. We were 92 of us in this morning's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So every saint has his past and every saint in future. There is hope for everybody. Guru Amar Das, when he came up to that state, he said, I was like you someday. So there is hope for everybody. Those who have got man body, that is why man body is spoken of very highly.